Wouldn't all cultures fall because they were tribally hypnotized by mortar or collective speech?
There was no mortar during the original fall, Bob.
What makes the tribal speech become mortar?
Concrete, setting it in a wall.
Cuneiform, any form of writing?
Oh, we don't acknowledge writing.
So that'd be yes. Doesn't even acknowledge writing. But there is writing, Ion, so you're saying a culture gets embedded in a metaphorical wall?
Well, but then the monks didn't speak, so they started scribbling. And so then the scribblings turned into an example. They got to scribbling the same thing over and over. Well, then they got to scribbling the same thing over and over, and then people started looking at the scribblings and go, hey, this scribbling looks like the last scribbling. So let's attach a value. When this scribbling looks like that scribbling, we'll say they're the same scribbling. But then the scribbling turns into a bigger, and then you got A-E-I-O-O-O. And then they get that scribbling down, and then they start using it phonetically, applying the scribblings. Well, then the scribbling comes into typeset. Then the scribbling comes into what you call uniformity. But now, don't you get us started on McLuhan here, because it's going to go south. But that's the whole aspect of what we call the gluten-free society.
Yeah, did he mention the printing press?
Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah, I faded out there. But who was this? You said the Moabs or something. What was the original?
Monks.
Oh, the monks.
Writing.
All right, so the monks. Hey, what about ideograms, syllabaries, and runes, R-U-N-E-S? Those early forms of writing, is that what monks?
They're normally on tailgate.
Is that what monks do? Did monks do that kind of early writing?
Yes.
Right, so the fall, is that a parallel or part of the fall as going along with the effect of the arc?
No, that is the example after you engage it. That's what comes from it.
After you engage what? The Ark of the Covenant fall?
Writing.
Writing, Bob. Come on, stay with your own topic.
No.
But you can follow without having writing.
No.
Yes.
Not so far.
No.
Oh, you're not getting that point.
If native cultures were not in their place of power, they'd already fallen, and they didn't have writing.
Right. What's your point?
Who said they did?
How's on my side?
Who said they fell?
Yeah.
Well, according to your definition that each person has to be in their place of godlike power, then they fell if they worshipped other gods and their monarchy.
Oh, no. Gods pay homage to gods.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, no, we can't. So the issue is...
The Mayans weren't fallen. They just changed addresses.
Yeah, they left and went to
a Well, go back to the name
the writing.
Mayan.
Stay on the point.
No,
all
stay
the
on
writing
that.
Causes the fall. Now, the question is the Ark of the Covenant concomitant, parallel, involved with the writing fall? The Ark of the Covenant is what you say is the fall. It's a symbolism.
It's a symbol of the fall, but...
Is that a symbol of writing, Ion? Is there something peculiar about the Ark of the Covenant?
Well, the Ark of the Covenant, it was a receptacle that was created to house the Holy of Holies. Didn't say it did. It's just what they built. You could own your casket if you're going to transition, Bob. You can own your casket that they bury you in. Okay? That doesn't mean you have to be in it yet, but you can own it.
We're talking about writing, Ion, and that seems to be the fall.
No, you're talking about the Ark of the Covenant and the exact position of the fall and the Ark of the Covenant.
And Bob's asking if writing is associated with the Ark of the Covenant.
Writing is what prepared, it was the embalming fluid that you used to fit you comfortably in the box.
Writing was?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Does he mean metaphorically in the embalming fluid?
Oh, no. We're not. We're very literal, Bob.
No. So if he's saying writing, that's
the embalming fluid.
Yeah.
It was the embalming fluid.
Yeah,
well, then this whole episode, this is the breakthrough, June 22nd. back to McClune. He had it before Ion. Ion emphasizes the Ark of the Covenant. No, it's writing that caused the fall. That's what Ion's now saying.
Yeah, but I don't get it in terms of what I'm talking about, where natives and the Hawaiian culture, where they sacrificed people to build buildings, where they couldn't, women couldn't eat with men because it would steal their mana. They had so many taboos.
You're reading, you're quoting, but you're reading. She's reading people.
God.
James Mitchell's book in Hawaii because Matt told her.
Oh, well, that'll end in tears. Don't you worry.
Well, you're reading. That's first mistake. I didn't know the writing was written by the readers who wrote the writing that wasn't written before the writing dribbled, right?
Oh, my God, Bob.
How do you know that? But so, Carolyn, you're given a bit of that Michener's history.
Right.
And regarding sacrifice is erroneous, it's a fallen situation. What if everybody knew they didn't die and didn't mind getting sacrificed?
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, old literary book person, Mr. Michener, does not present it that way, right?
Right.
You're falling victim.
Well, we've entered into the slow descent into the abyss because now Bob doesn't hear when someone else is communicating, so we'll just let him go on.
Yeah, we were hearing you. You weren't audible, Ion.
Yeah, you were muted, Ion.
Yeah, because you're very clear normally here today. But, okay, this is a good point. So the Ark of the Covenant, Ion makes a big deal of. We have learned today, Paul.
Oh, let's go back to the part you heard. Let's go back to the part you heard that you didn't respond to.
Really? That's the response. I am, Ion. Believe me, I am responding.
What we said was the history. The history that Carolyn's reading is portrayed in the form of...
writing.
Well, there's your trouble. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes. So we've heard about the fall. It's important, people. June 22nd. We've heard a lot about the fall as represented by the Ark of the Covenant. We are learning today, but it's getting clarified for some reason, that writing is what causes the fall. And before writing, the cultures were hip and cool and killing each other, but no problem because nobody knew it was happening because it wasn't written down.
There were no reports.
No memory. Just everybody had.
Nobody died of cancer. There wasn't any. Nobody had a toothache. They didn't know they had any. Nobody had a foot amputated. They didn't know they had feet. It was just pretty much bliss.
Okay, so here's the point, people. Get the book, Alphabet, comma, Mother of Invention. Mother of the Fall. Alphabet. Mother of...
And carry on with this effort to concrete your fallenness.
Yes. Okay. People, get the book, Alphabet, Mother of Invention. It's the second last book you will read. And it's written...